checking sports this morning. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Juan Nicasio pitched six dominant innings in his Pittsburgh debut, and Francisco Cervelli hit a two-run double as the Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1 last night to sweep an opening three-game series between the two teams with the best regular season records in the major leagues last year. Nicasio gave up one run and two hits while striking out seven and walking no one. Signed to a $3 million one-year contract as a free agent in the offseason, Nicasio pitched 15 scoreless innings during spring training with 24 strikeouts. Cervelli's two-run double capped a three-run fourth inning to push the Pirates' lead to 4-0 and ended the Cardinals' debut of Mike Leake, who signed an $80 million five-year contract. He allowed four runs and seven hits in four and a third innings. Mark Melancon retired the only batter he faced for his first save, getting Colton Wong to hit into a force-out with runners on first and second. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Milwaukee beat San Francisco 4-3, Colorado downed Arizona 4-3, Cincinnati topping Pittsburgh 3-2, Cincinnati beat Philadelphia, rather, by a 3-2 final. Washington beat Atlanta 3-1. The Dodgers shut out San Diego 7-0. One interleague game yesterday saw Detroit beat Miami 7-3. In the American League, it was Tampa Bay over Toronto 5-3. Seattle beating Texas 9-5. Cleveland topping Boston 7-6. Starlin Castro had five RBIs, leading the New York Yankees to a 16-6 win over Houston. Baltimore beat Minnesota 4-2, and Oakland 2-1 over the Chicago White Sox. Murray Weir, the first Iowa basketball player to be named a first-team All-American, died Wednesday in Georgetown, Texas. He was 89 years old. The Ramsey Funeral Home, which confirmed Weir's passing and is handling the funeral arrangements, says the cause of death is not yet known. Weir, who grew up in Grandview, Iowa, was a four-year starter for Iowa from 1945 to 48. Weir averaged 21 points a game as a senior, becoming the first officially recognized single-season scoring champion in NCAA history, according to the Hawkeyes. Weir went on to play four seasons of professional basketball, including 1 year under Hall of Fame coach Red Auerbach with the Tri-City Blackhawks. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says Weir was one of the all-time greats of Iowa basketball. Well, the University of Louisville has announced additional self-imposed sanctions on its men's basketball program in the wake of an escorts allegation. In a statement, the school has announced a reduction in scholarships for the 2017 through 19 seasons and the restricting of official recruiting visits and recruiting opportunities for staff. The school announced in February a postseason ban for the Cardinals after its investigation into allegations that a former staffer hired an escort and other dancers to entertain recruits and players. Determined that the violations did occur. Kentucky point guard Tyler Ulis says he will enter the NBA draft, becoming the third Wildcat over the past week to announce his intention to turn pro. Ulis was an Associated Press first-team All-American and the AP Southeastern Conference top player. He averaged over 17 points, 7 assists, and a team-high 37 minutes per game, and broke John Wall's single-season school record for assists with 246. Meanwhile, Duke guard Grayson Allen says he's returning to school for his junior season. Allen has averaged 13 points and made 40% of his three-pointers in two seasons. He was a third-team AP All-America selection as a sophomore while finishing the season with 25 straight double-figure scoring performances. Well, Vanderbilt has lured Bryce Drew away from his alma mater at Valparaiso to coach the Commodores men's basketball team. Drew will be Vanderbilt's 27th head coach. He succeeds Kevin Stallings, who left Vandy to take the head coaching job at Pittsburgh last month. Stallings is Vanderbilt's all-time winningest coach. Drew just won a school record 30 games in his fifth season as the head coach at Valparaiso. He's 124-49 overall with two NCAA tournament berths in his tenure at Valpo. Hall of Famer Jerry Sloan says he has Parkinson's disease and a form of dementia. The 74-year-old Sloan, who coached the Utah Jazz from 1988 to 2011, told the Salt Lake Tribune that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia last fall. He told the Tribune that he decided to go public about his illness because the Parkinson's symptoms have become noticeable. Well, a year ago, Josie Jewell was an untested middle linebacker for the Iowa Hawkeyes. After a breakthrough sophomore season in 2015, the Decorah native is the leader of the defense as the Hawkeyes reach the midway point of their spring drills.
Josie's the leader of this team. I think everybody in the room would recognize that. He's a leader. You know, if you just come out there and watch him practice, you can tell he's a leader, and he doesn't have to open his mouth. I mean, the way he goes about things, the way he conducts himself, what he expects of those around him.
That's Iowa linebackers coach Seth Wallace. Jewell posted 126 tackles a year ago and was named second team All Big Ten.
You know, right now from a leadership standpoint, holding everybody accountable defensively, everybody's eyes are on him. He's kind of our signal caller defensively, with usually a safety helping him out. So, you know, he's got to continue to be vocal, and he's got to continue to just conduct himself with a presence that a middle linebacker should in the Big Ten.
Jewell is sure to garner preseason accolades, but Wallace says the junior-to-be is focused on what it will take to make the defense better.
Just going out there every day improving will increase your value to the team, and I think that's really all that he's looking at doing right now is, just going out there and, doing everything he can to make those around him better, including himself.
The Hawkeyes return to Central Iowa for a practice Friday night at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. The gates will be open at 4:30, and an autograph session will be held prior to the start of the 6 p.m. practice. Iowa State will have a more experienced linebacking core heading into the 2016 season. Five players return with starting experience, including senior Jordan Harris and sophomore Willie Harvey.
Our main thing is we're looking for consistency right now. 2 days in a row is really what we're looking for. We haven't had that yet. A guy will have a good day, maybe take a step backwards. So that's something that's really important for us right now is 2 days consecutively. And then leading into Saturday, which is another scrimmage for us, the ability to perform like Coach has been saying, without the coaches on the field in a game-like atmosphere. So that's really important for us right now for sure.
That's Iowa State linebackers coach Tyson Veit, who says all the linebackers are having to adjust to a new system.
Those guys that have been here 3 years, it's really their third defense, So with that to keep in mind a little bit because they were in a new one last season. So, those guys are picking up terminology and scheme and all that stuff, and they're working at it. So that would be the only thing, just more experience in what we're doing.
Veit hopes to have a versatile unit that can play at any of the spots.
We've had multiple guys play two or three spots. So for us, we need to certainly find out who our top guys are, and we need to find out who's going to provide depth for us right now. And that's really important as we're working guys in different spots. There's some carryover at each spot, so we try to help the guys find what those carryover points are so they're not learning a complete new position. But it's important for us to have the guys know all three positions without a doubt.
ISU will close out their spring drills with their spring game coming up on April 16th. A group of New England Patriots fans has sued the NFL in an effort to recover the first-round draft pick that was taken from the team as punishment for the Deflategate scandal. The complaint says the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell relied on false premises and biased investigations to reach their decision to take away the team's first-round draft pick in this month's draft. And the opening round of the 80th Masters will start this morning. There's a forecast for some overnight rain, which would help slow down those fast greens. Defending champ Jordan Spieth is back as part of an 89-man field. That's the smallest since 2002. Spieth will defend his Masters title with a new driver. He says his driver cracked yesterday. And Arnold Palmer will be on the first tee for the ceremonial opening shot of the Masters. He just won't be swinging a golf club. The 86-year-old Palmer says his health wasn't good enough to join Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player when they hit tee shots at the first hole to open up the first major of the year. Augusta National Chairman Billy Payne said, "We're looking forward to having Arnold for many, many years to come." That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.